This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Hi guys, welcome back to Car Park H&I. We have a new cast, which is Hayley, Danae and Alana. Back from the previous podcast is Kate. Let's get started with some burning questions.
Hi, I'm Kate, and the first burning question is, are nachos a meal or a snack?
I think it's a meal because there is meat, wheat and some vegetables like avocado and tomato.
I say a meal because, one, I've never had it as a snack, and two, I just feel like it's a lot to make just for a snack, you know?
I would say that it's a meal because you can have it for dinner, and I have it with mince, cheese, sour cream and salsa, so that's a lot.
Snack because you can eat it just on its own and it comes in a bag like snacks normally do.
Wait, were you talking about the chips?
Yes.
Oh, we were talking about with the meat and the sour cream and all that.
Like fully decked out.
Yeah. Meal then?
Oh, yeah. If it's just like in a bag, then I would say chips. Like snack.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm Alana, and is writing better than every school subject?
Yes and no. I love writing. I would rather do it than art, and I like art. But I do like reading more.
I personally think that art and tech is better than writing.
No, I personally prefer art and doing creative things, but I still like writing, especially narratives.
No, I like art and music way better because my wrists hurt when I write.
What if you're writing on a device?
Well, my wrist can still hurt when I'm writing on a device because I go clickety-click and my fingers can hurt.
Yet how does that make your fingers hurt, though?
Because it just does.
But you're writing on a device.
I don't know.
That's,
Well, when you do tests, it hurt, you know? Because, like, you tests on a piece of paper.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Hi, I'm Hayley. Next question is, what would be your dream activity to do in the school holidays?
Going to the Gold Coast and going on all the theme parks, then go whale watching. I really like whale watching because if you, like, go in the right time and, like, place, then it's really cool and you can just see, like, a whale just coming up to the surface, but it needs to be in winter. And last time we didn't get to go because we went in summer.
My dream vacation is going to America and then going to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And then I also really want to see the start of Michael Jackson.
Oh, I don't know. Probably hang out with my friends and just go to town and hang out for the day in a different country.
I'd want to go to Rainbow's Edge because I went on the holidays once. It was really, really fun. My favourite thing, I don't know what it's called, but we sat in a circle and it slowly went up. And we were so high, we could see almost all of Auckland. And we just dropped, like, so fast. It was really fun and scary.
Hi, I'm Danae, and up next we're going to talk about PJ Day.
About two-thirds of the school dressed up in PJs to help raise for the special event.
We raised $511.60. The PJ Project is one small but practical way we can collectively make a difference helping children stay warm through the colder months.
Over 170,000 kids are living in poverty in New Zealand, with over 200,000 more living with food insecurity.
This means in one in three children go without the basics like food and warmth, with officials warning this number will only climb.
Being cold has a real impact on children's health, school attendance and overall well-being. And the cost of living remains high. Winter places even more pressure on families, already stretched thin. Next, we're going to keep talking about burning questions. What's your dream job?
I want to be a lawyer because I love debate.
I want to be a therapist or a photographer or author. I really like all those things, especially author and photographer. I love writing and taking photos.
I want to work with animals because I like animals, or an actor because I would call myself very dramatic.
I would want to be something like Alana and be something with dogs, like a dog walker or sitter. Where would you guys love to go for free?
Italy, because it's so gorgeous and I love the pasta.
France, because there are famous landmarks, Eiffel Tower, Louvre Museum, Arc de Triomphe, Notre Dame.
I would want to go to France because I think it's really, really beautiful and I love the language and the snow, obviously, and I want to take a picture under the Eiffel Tower.
Russia because it's really pretty in winter. Would you rather take banana bread from someone you don't know or soup?
I would take banana bread because you can tell if there's something in it. But with soup, they might have different flavours, so there might be something wrong with it.
Banana bread. It's good and same as dinner, you can taste it.
Banana bread. But I don't like bananas. I don't like soup anyway, but I do like banana bread.
It depends on what flavour the soup is. If it's pumpkin, soup, definitely, because I love pumpkin soup. If it's not banana bread, definitely. I hope I don't get food poisoning.
Yeah, but if it's pumpkin soup's like the worst soup.
No, it's not. It's the best.
But what about, like, meat soup or something like that? Something that has meat in it?
Yeah, no. Meat soup's the best.
No, you guys got it all wrong.
I like pumpkin soup.
Yeah, you got it.
I like pumpkin soup if there's cream in it.
What?
Like coconut cream.
I thought you, like, used sour cream. Wait.
Those were nachos.
I've never had pumpkin soup with cream in it.
No, I mean, like, not whipped cream, but I mean, like, it's kind of like this thing that my parents make, and it's, like, coconut cream, but it's not coconut cream. I don't really know what it's called, but it's, like, this cream something. And then you, like, tip it on the pumpkin soup, and it looks really cool because it's, like, orange and white. And then you, like, mix it in, and then it's really good.
Wait, are you talking about, like, heavy cream?
No.
Oh.
It's like,
well, I don't even make my own soup, so I have no clue with what goes in my soup.
How do you not like bacon bone soup?
It's delicious.
What soup?
Bacon bone.
Ew. I don't even like bacon.
It's not how.
You don't like bacon? That's like the best meat there is.
No, because when you eat it, like, you can choke on it and all that, and I choked on it once and I got really scared.
You can choke on any food, though.
Wait, what about chicken soup?
Ew,
never
no.
Had that.
No,
that just sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, moving on.
Would you rather orange juice or apple juice?
Apple juice is just so much better than orange juice. And, like, orange juice is just, like, and apple juice is so, like, clear. And it looks so much more refreshing, you know?
Yes, apple juice, because it is generally just better than orange juice.
Orange juice. It is really good, but I don't like when there's pulp in it.
Orange juice. It tastes better, and I can sip out the pulp because I don't like it either.
How do you not like pulp? I only like orange juice because of the pulp.
What?
It's like you like eat it and you're like chewing it. It's really good. It's like what? Like it's like a drink and a food.
That's disgusting.
Quick question. What's the pulp?
It's like it's those little like skin kind
the
of.
The thick stuff in the drink.
Like at the bottom and then you're like.
Also, how do you say orange?
Orange.
Okay, back to it.
How do you stay warm in the winter while you wait for your teacher to get to school?
Go to a friend's class till my own teacher gets here, or just wait outside for my teacher to get there.
I'd put my jersey around my legs, like, sit in it, or just go to a friend's class because they're normally open.
I usually just put my jersey on and think about something else, like a mailbox or, like, a wall. Something really random.
A mailbox? And,
like, yeah, something just random, because then if I really, like, think deeply about it, then I just, like, move it away from getting cold.
You know what? Fair enough.
But I don't get cold that often.
I do.
Wait, Hayley, what if none of your friends' class are open?
Just head back to my own class and put my bag outside and just go run around.
Okay.
Why would you want to do that?
Stay warm.
I mean, who would want to get sweaty when it's cold?
Yes, but I also have stuff in the mornings when it's, like, really cold and it always works.
Yeah.
Also, if it's cold, I feel like you can't get sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Hope you enjoyed our burning questions. We will now be playing Pipiha by 660. Komana to kumanga ko aroha te moana ko whanau to ku waka ko au. Na e
keep the home fires burning so you can see clear. Come on, my heart, my love. No corne que. Oh, my nato kumanga.
Enjoyed the song break from 660. Now we're going to read some writings to you today. I hope you enjoy these writing pieces.
This is my poem. It's on an Arctic fox. Arctic fox, Arctic fox, running around. What do I see? A meadow with the dark blue sky. I was looking for the clean blue river that's nearby. Running with the meadow with the burning sun falling on me. What do I see? The beautiful, beautiful grass and flowers. A rabbit comes out of its home. I run after it. But I chase it all day, but it gets away.
I'm going to be reading a short story.
Arctic fox, fox, running around, what do I see? A meadow with the dark blue sky. I was looking for the clean blue river that's nearby. Running with the meadow with the burning sun falling on me. What do I see? The beautiful grass and flowers. A rabbit comes out of its home. I run after it. I chase it all day, but it gets away.
Hayley, I think that was a really good poem. I loved the part about the clean blue river.
That was, like, really good. I agree with you today, but my favourite part was when the rabbit comes out of its home and you run after it and then it gets away.
I really liked how it rhymes. The whole time, and I really liked the start when you repeated Arctic fox, fox.
I'm going to be reading my short story. The 1930 earthquake. Without warning, the ground started shaking violently, throwing me on the cold kitchen floor. It felt like I was stuck in the middle of the sea, and there was no way to get out. I could hear fire trucks rushing past my house. The ground was shaking, sirens echoing, chaos erupting. As I swallowed, I could taste the raw, dry, bitter blood dripping down my face. I knew when I heard a loud erupting bang, it was the end for all of us, or was it just me?
That was really good. The bit with the blood was a bit yuck, but otherwise it was really good.
I really liked when it was like the ground was shaking, like throwing me on the cold kitchen floor.
I really liked that, especially blood dripping down my face. That was also that was very good.
Thanks.
I'm going to be reading a wacky animal report. The snake. A snake is a very weird animal, as it is crossed with a dog and a snake. When it is grown up to it either turns into a dog or a snake. But when it falls to sleep, it turns into the opposite species. When it is a baby, you are an egg, then a snake with some ears, then you get a nose, then eyes, and then you eventually turn into a dog or snake. It's very weird. The only time that you could ever meet a the snake, is in the tropical rainforest in the middle of nowhere. And if you do meet one, it just acts like a dog. But if you annoy it, it will act like a snake in any form. When it has grown up to 25 years old, it either turns into a dog or a snake. But when it falls to sleep, it turns into the opposite species. When it is a baby, you are an egg, then a snake with some ears. Then you get a nose, then eyes, then your face eventually turns into a dog and a snake. The only time that you could ever meet a snot and a snake is in a tropical rainforest in the middle of nowhere. And if you do meet one, it just acts like a dog, but if you annoy it, it will attack it would attack like a snake in any form.
That is very good. I love how it takes 25 years to turn into it. And if it turns into a dog, does it go woof woof? Or does it go slither? Or hiss or whatever.
Why would it say slither?
Because whatever the hell, snakes.
They go sniff, no.
It would go hiss hiss.
They go hiss hiss. Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, it would go woof woof if it was a dog, but a hiss hiss if it was a snake.
It would go woof hiss.
Okay.
Woof hiss, yeah, woof hiss. I really like the part where you said it can turn into a dog or a snake. That was really good.
My favourite part of it was the name, the snake, and where it goes, woof hiss. But you should probably have called it a snog.
Yeah, but a snog, it was originally called a snog, but then my parents told me what a snog actually is, which is a really big, long Hollywood kiss. So that's why I called it a snake.
Oh, okay. And I'm Kate, and this is my writing. It's a capybara info report, but it's only the intro because it's too long. Did you know that capybaras is the largest rodent in the world? These cool animals live in dense forests and are native to South America. The scientific name for a capybara is a word that I can't say, and is from the Cavidae family. These chill animals are known for their size and their friendly personality. But don't be fooled. Even though they may look cute, they eat their own poop.
Okay. That wraps it up for our formal writing. But now we're just going to talk about some in-school stuff. Because we just had our dance festival yesterday. And I performed a song from Sapphire by Ed Sheeran. There was a commended, highly commended, third, second and first place.
At school we've also had a lot of Mufti days, and we have a few, like, they're like really fun because we get to dress up and like we have a different thing each time. We dressed up in music genres the other week, and it was just like really fun because we got to see all different music genres.
Yes, and I performed on that day too. I performed Tequila, but my dad works at the school, and then when I finished at the end, he yelled Tequila, but no one else did, and it was really embarrassing, and then I couldn't play.
Tequila, tequila.
And now I've got something that I'm going to be doing this weekend after school. It's with some other people at our school, though, and it's my studio. We're doing a dance with Alana. Alana is in my dance. And I do hip-hop, but I used to do lyrical, and I want to do jazz one day.
Jazz hands.
What will do that? A few weeks ago, my brother won RockQuest, Smoke Free RockQuest. It was when bands made up their own songs, and they performed it, and he got through to the heats, and then he went, and then he won the finals. So then he auditioned to go to the nationals in Wellington in September.
Oh, very nice. Danae, do you have anything else to add?
I don't know.
Well, what else are we gonna?
Does any of you guys have pets?
Yeah, I do. I have a Labrador. She's black with a little white spot on the, like, on her chest. And she's really cute, but she's really old. She's 14.
I have a miniature and a full fox terrier. I mean, I have one dog, but it's a cross between a miniature and normal fox terrier. And I also have three sheep called Barbara, Lamington, and Mutimer. I have three calves called Daisy, Cupcake, and Barry. And we used to have Luna, our sheep, who died. And we used to have Bruno, our calf, who died.
That's sad.
I don't have any pets.
That's also sad.
I have two cats, one called Luna and the other one Marley.
My dog's name is Katie, which I don't think I said. But I used to have two cats, Hazel and Gonzo, and then Gonzo came with his name. And then I also used to have two bunnies, and their names were... Well, mine, I was really young, and I forgot to name it, so its name was Rabbit. And then the other one was my brother's, and its name was Flame. But we have the neighbor's cats come over, and they're basically ours. Bubbles and Fanta.
And with the Goz or whatever?
Gonzo.
Gonzo, was it a nickname for Godzilla?
I don't know. It came with it from the SPCA.
I swear, cats don't like me. Whenever, like, I approach one, it just claws at me or bites me. That was mostly because when I was younger, I used to pet it like a dog, though.
Oh.
But then I used to pet it like a cat, and it still doesn't like me.
That's lovely. Well, I'm allergic to cats, sadly, but I still had one. Actually, I had two, but yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope you have a great time today, just like we have. We hope you listen again next time to Kapai H&I.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.